Well, wonderful Wednesday morning, beloved, and it's great to be with you today as we begin reading in Exodus chapter 6, verse 28. And here God commands Moses to go once again to the king of Egypt and demand that the king release the Israelites. God tells Moses that he will make the king stubborn, but will punish the Egyptians. Aaron throws down his walking stick in front of the king, and it turns into a snake. When the king's magicians throw down their sticks, and they turn into snakes. But Aaron's snake swallows up theirs, thus showing the Lord's power over the Egyptian gods. All right. Again, God's saving word for this week is mercy and forgiveness. And so let us begin. When the Lord spoke to Moses in the land of Egypt, he said, "I am the Lord. Tell the king of Egypt everything I tell you." But Moses answered, "You know that I am such a poor speaker. Why should the king listen to me?" And the Lord said, "I'm going to make you like God to the king, and your brother Aaron will speak to him as your prophet. Tell Aaron everything I command you, and he will tell the king to let the Israelites leave his country. But I will make the king stubborn, and he will not listen to you, no matter how many terrifying things I do in Egypt. Then I will bring severe punishment on Egypt and lead the tribes of my people out of the land. The Egyptians will then know that I am the Lord, when I raise my hand against them and bring the Israelites out of their country." Moses and Aaron did what the Lord commanded. At the time when they spoke to the king, Moses was 80 years old, and Aaron was 83. Now the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, "If the king demands that you prove yourselves by performing a miracle, tell Aaron to take his walking stick and throw it down in front of the king, and it will turn into a snake." So Moses and Aaron went to the king and did as the Lord had commanded. Aaron threw his walking stick down in front of the king and his officers, and it turned into a snake. Then the king called for his wise men and magicians, and by their magic, they did the same thing. They threw down their walking sticks, and the sticks turned into snakes. But Aaron's stick swallowed theirs. The king, however, remained stubborn, and just as the Lord had said, the king would not listen to Moses and Aaron. Today's key verse is Exodus chapter 6, verses 28 and 29. When the Lord spoke to Moses in the land of Egypt, he said, "I am the Lord. Tell the king of Egypt everything I tell you." You know, throughout this story, the king acts in a very stubborn way. And God has a purpose in making the king stubborn. And we sometimes cannot understand why things don't work out in our lives. But just as God had a purpose back in the land of Egypt, he has a purpose for the things that happen in our lives that we may not understand at the moment. Let us pray. Lord God, create in me a repentant and humble heart, and soften my heart whenever it comes hardened to your will. Remove my stubbornness, bitterness, or anger that I may be harboring. Bring me close to you and open my heart to receive your love. Amen. Well, that brings our time today to an end, but join us tomorrow when we will be over in Leviticus chapter 16, verses 1 through 19, and when God gives Aaron the Lord's instructions concerning the sacrifices to be made on the Day of Atonement. Until then, God bless you.